This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, December 11th, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. Oprah Winfrey has entered the political fray, not just endorsing, but going on the road for Democrat Barack Obama. Though her efforts can rightfully be called volunteer, what implications does that have for campaign finance? Given the influence that Oprah wields, is it right to allow her to donate her very valuable time? At the same time, deny others the right to contribute an equivalent number of dollars to any political campaign. John Samples, the director of the Cato Institute's Center for Representative Government, responds. Oprah Winfrey told ABC News, it says, though Winfrey made a third quarter contribution to Obama's primary bid, she acknowledged that because of contribution limits, quote, my money isn't going to make any difference to him. I think that my value to him, my support of him, is probably worth more than a check.
Probably is a good word to use. I mean, I think I would stake my life on it. We don't know what, in some ways this is an unusual circumstance that a celebrity this important and this big has endorsed and become actively involved in a presidential primary campaign. So we don't know what the effects are going to be. It's never happened before in a way. But it's a pretty fair guess that this is worth millions of dollars to Barack Obama and his presidential effort. And if it goes on beyond the primary stage, and she continues to be involved, which seems like she may, it'll be worth more and more. You know, she does two things really for him that are just incredibly important. Maybe the most important thing is she brings attention to his candidacy. People forget how easy it is or how hard it is for people to actually focus on the presidential election and campaigns and so on. It's a lot easier to focus on a popular person and a trusted person like Oprah Winfrey. So she draws attention to his presidential effort. That's the first thing. And of course, the other thing is she has a great deal of trust among people who watch her TV show. And beyond that, I think there's an element of trust, too, that we always get out of celebrity endorsements. Remember, Oprah is, in fact, one of the most successful business people in the entire world and one of the wealthiest people in the entire world. That goes some distance in America still. And the fact that she's willing to come out and do something and endorse a candidate, she transfers her validity and her credibility to him.
Given the way that Federal Election Commission rules are written and the way campaign finance laws are written, mm-hmm. it seems unfair from that perspective to allow celebrities to go out and parlay their celebrity to political candidates, given that that celebrity that has immediate monetary value to a political campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this has been an old issue in many years back, volunteers for one or the other party were often complained about because the value of their volunteer time to a campaign made a difference too, and yet it wasn't counted as a campaign contribution. You look at the campaign finance laws, if you just go out and buy an ad that is against a candidate for office, that's considered a contribution too. So it's hard to see why this kind of really large and important contribution that Oprah is making within the peculiar logic of the campaign finance laws is not, in fact, a contribution that needs to be regulated. Certainly, she is having unequal influence, apart from everything else, on this election. But then you have to step back from the logic of the campaign finance laws and realize that what she is doing directly is exercising her freedom of speech, which she has under the First Amendment, all Americans have, and that in fact it does help Barack Obama. But that's the point. She has that freedom. The question is not really whether she should be able to do that. The question is, why is it that these other kinds of people who want to give contributions that are somewhere along the same lines or less, it would be hard to give as much money as the value of Oprah's contribution, I think. But it's why can't they also? They may wish to give it to a candidate directly. They may not be able in terms of, you think about a lot of people who might wish to be interested in politics, they're not in show business. A lot of these kinds of contributions have come from people in show business. I'm thinking Bruce Springsteen did something very similar, gave concerts for John Kerry in 2004.
And Chuck Norris has recently endorsed Mike Huckabee. We can't forget Chuck Norris.
Well, Chuck Norris also raises the other issue of this, which is when you're thinking, well, won't we just see candidates, because of the campaign finance laws, moving to get as many celebrity endorsements as possible? And I think the answer is probably no, because Chuck Norris, or you can think of others, it's not always clear, particularly in the general election, that it's going to be that helpful. I think Oprah is in some ways unusual, because she is a person whose endorsement, who enjoys such widespread credibility, popularity, and cultural influence, that it's just a positive thing. You know, no one's going to suggest that Oprah Winfrey is going to hurt Barack Obama, or that anyone's going to be critical of it or something like that. A lot of the people from Hollywood or celebrities are much more controversial figures. She is not a controversial figure at all. Chuck Norris, of course, is a figure that, he's very popular also, but he's also the subject of jokes from time to time. And so it cuts both ways, and I think it would be harder for candidates to figure out exactly whether they're adding votes. Very often, celebrities just attract people that are already going to vote for you. And that's, again, where Oprah's different. I think she might actually bring in people to support him that might not even have voted before. The real question is going to be in these tough early primaries whether her influence is enough to get people over the barrier, to get them to come out on a cold night in Iowa, to go to a strange kind of event called a caucus, or to vote in a New Hampshire primary.
John Samples is the director of the Cato Institute's Center for Representative Government and author of the book, The Fallacy of Campaign Finance Reform. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. Read more on campaign finance issues at our website, cato.org.